Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another week, another day, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. My name is Moray Ishaya of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And he is our only savior, and not just of Israel. But Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you once again to bring to you his holy and exalted magnificent words. This week we will be dealing with the signs of the last days. And there are certain things you have to see that the Creator left on record for us to know, that we might prepare ourselves for the last days. And these things are not mysteries. They're not things that you just have to be mystified with. They're very plain. The Most High have spoken them very clearly, that you might understand them, that you might know them, and that you might do his words. So we're going to talk about the last days. And in particular, the signs of the last days. One of the signs I'm often asked about when it comes to the last days, is in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter, if we turn there. Malachi, the fourth chapter. In the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter, in the fourth verse, this is what it says. Remember ye the law of Moshe, my servant, which I have commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yah. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And many people ask me about this. Who is this Elijah? Have Elijah come? Of course, in the New Testament, it will tell you that Elijah was John the Baptist. And this is a total lie. John was no Elijah at all. In order for anyone to be Elijah, first and foremost, they will have to do the fourth verse. And what do the fourth verse say again? Remember ye the law of Moshe, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and the judgments. How are you going to be Elijah and you don't remember the law? You don't teach the law. You're not turning people to the law. And John the Baptist turned people away from the law. This was not a man to turn people to the Creator's laws. This was a man who taught very plainly and clearly that Christ was our Savior, that the Word was made flesh, and that we were to spend our time believing, confessing the name of Christ. How's that teaching you the law? As a matter of fact, that's teaching you just the opposite of the law. And I know you can go to certain places in the New Testament and certain places in the book of John to show where John taught the law. But then you can go to the same John and it will show you to break the law. So no, this was not, John was not the prophet Elijah. In order for you to know who the prophet Elijah is, first of all, you must know and understand what he was sent to do. And not only you must know what he was sent to do, but you must know him as a prophet, as a messenger of Yah. The name Elijah in Hebrew, a lot of people pronounce it Elijah or Aliyah. It means Elohim is Yah, or Elohim is Yahweh, or one might say it means Yahweh is Elohim. And the prophet Elijah's whole mission and message to the earth, as well as the children of Israel, was just that, to let you know Yah is Elohim. And Elohim is Yahweh. That was his whole message. And there were 10 signs that the prophet brought to the earth. But before we get into those signs, his whole message, as well as his life, is also a sign of the last days. And let me show you this. Again, here it is in Malachi, the fourth chapter. Our people, they're not looking at this sign. They're not looking for the hearts of the fathers to be to the children, or the children's hearts to be to the fathers. They're not looking at that at all. Even though the Creator said if this don't happen, he's going to smite the earth with a curse. They're not looking for this sign to take place before the great and dreadful and terrible day of Yah. And most people don't even know what that is. And we're going to read to you what it is, so you can understand why this thing must take place before that day. So why would Elijah's message and mission is to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and the children's hearts back to the father? Little do people know today, this is just a sign, not just of the last days, but it's a sign to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are the people of the Most High. Today in the earth, what people do you know where the fathers don't have no regard at all for their sons and daughters? They have abandoned their sons and daughters. They have abandoned their women. They have even abandoned the support of their own children, the seed that came out of them. What? Parents, do you know, or fathers, do you know, fit that description? And what children do you know that when they're interviewed and they get to talking about their father, they say, man, I don't give a daggone about my father. I ain't never even seen my father. I ain't never even met my father. Matter of fact, if I seen my father today, I would spit on him. I would knock him out. Or I would walk past him and won't even speak to him. I would kick him up his tail. What children talk like that about? And I may add, these are not children talking about that. These are grown folk that speak in that way as a result of not being reared and raised and supported by their fathers. Here it is, that as children, they looking in the audience when they at their assemblies looking for their fathers to see if he came to see them sing or play an instrument or see if he came to one of their recitals. They looking up in the stands to see if he came to see their football game or baseball game or basketball game. But you know what? They were nowhere to be found. This has not happened to people in the Chinese community, the Jewish community, the white community. This has not happened in the Mexican community. This is no other community, nor is it happening in the African community. When you see their children, you see their father. But not so in the black community. The only community that's faced with this demise, the demise where they have to have a prophet to come back, a prophet that's been gone thousands of years, to have to return, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children's hearts to the fathers. Let me show you something. Show you a few scriptures so you can understand signs of the last days. First, in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the third chapter. Let's see what this says. In the book of Isaiah, the third chapter, starting at the very first verse, this is what it says. For behold, Yahweh of hosts, do take away from Jerusalem and from Yehuda the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. And what is the stay of water? What is the stay of bread? What is the stay and the staff, period? Well, the stay is the man. And what do you think the man ruled with? With his staff. And he's going to take away the state and the staff. And if you don't believe me, watch what it says. The mighty man, the man of war, the judge, the prophet, and the prudent, and the ancient, the captain of 50, and the honorable man, and the counselor, and the cunning artificer, and the eloquent orator. And watch what Yahweh say will be done. And I will give children to be their princes. In other words, a bunch of children will be the princes. They'll be the head. They'll be over even the mighty man. And babies shall rule over them, a bunch of babies, a bunch of 8, 9, 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 13-year-olds. In other words, you can't tell them nothing. They gonna rule. That's not happening in nobody else community but the black community. And that is because the black community is part of the original House of Israel. And these are some of the signs that our people need to look at. So not only they will know who they are, but they will know the signs of time. Look what it says. Fifth verse. And the people shall be oppressed, everyone by another, everyone by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. And that's what's going on with us. Watch what it says. When a man shall take hold of his brothers, hold of his brother, of the house of his father, saying, thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let his ruin be under thy hand. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be a healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people, for Jerusalem is ruined, Yehuda is fallen, because their tongue and their doing are against Yahweh, to provoke the eyes of his glory. Watch this 12th verse, going right to it. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. And I may add, this is not just happening in America. This is happening all through Africa. This is happening through in South America, in Brazil, and all the very communities that you find our people, where the men are no longer respected, no longer revered, no longer regarded, no longer honored. In order for a man to get any type of honor today, any type of regard, any type of respect, he's got to prove it. A woman says, show me. Prove your worth to me. And so a man go out just to try to show his woman, you can respect me now. Look what I'm doing. You can respect me. And the children, you got to do something for them. If you want any respect, are you paying child support? Are you picking little Johnny up? What have you done for me lately? This is the message to the man. But if you ain't doing nothing, you get no respect. And the children are raised this way. No wonder Yahweh said he will have to send a prophet in our midst to make the crooked things straight. And nobody understands this. Nobody, they want to know who this prophet is. When would he come? When would he make the crooked things straight? Well, the only people going to know, the only people that's going to see this, and the only people who are going to understand what's going on is the wise anyway. The wicked not going to understand this. Only the wise. And they'll know exactly who this messenger is before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yah. And we're going to read about that day. Furthermore, look at the book of Jeremiah 35. Speaking about the signs of the last days. And what better sign could you have then the prophet Elijah. In the book of Jeremiah 35. And watch what it says in the very first verse. The word which came unto Jeremiah from Yahweh in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, go unto the house of the Rechabites, speak unto them, bring them into the house of Yahweh, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Guess what Yahweh told the prophet to do. Then I took Yahaz, Yahazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Hasbaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of Yahweh, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of Elohim, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, drink ye wine, and watch what happens. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Yonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in tents. In other words, you got to be a humble people. Just dwell in tents. That ye may live many days in a land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Yonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days. We, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Yonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, come and let us go to Jerusalem for the fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for the fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwelt at Jerusalem. This is what the Rechabites did. And watch what Yahweh has to say about this. Then came the word of Yah to Jeremiah, saying, thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, go and tell the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, not receive instruction to hearken to my words, says Yah. The words of Yonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. They do it. That's what their father commanded, and so did they. For unto this day, they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early, sending them, saying, return ye now, every man from his evil way, amend your doings. Go not after other deities to serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people have not hearkened unto me. And here it is. What is Yahweh letting us know? He letting us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is why he has to send a prophet. As a matter of fact, he already been sending prophets for this purpose, to turn back to him. And why? Because Yahweh is a father. The sons of Rechab can keep their father's commandment. Then Yahweh is asking, why can't we keep his? Why can't we obey his voice? And not only one generation of the sons of Rechab kept their father's commandments, but every generation of the Rechabites, all of them, and not just the sons, but the daughters, the women, and everybody kept the commandment of the father. And here it is. Today, a father, a husband, a man can tell his family many things. Do you think they keep his commandment? No. The wife will go behind her husband's back and tell the kids something contrary to the father. As a matter of fact, she won't even go behind his back. She is saying right in front of her husband, no, I said they can do this and they can do it. I said they can eat this and they can eat it. I said they can go there and they can go there. Right in front of his face. And why? Because only in our community, the man, the husband, the father is not revered, nor respected, and nor honored. Watch what Yahweh says, because this is what's supposed to happen. In the book of Malachi, the first chapter, now there's many women that might not know better. There's many children that have not been raised right. But we got Israelite women that still would do the same exact thing, knowing what y'all have said, knowing what y'all have purposed, and would still do this thing. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Malachi, the first chapter. And we're going to start reading at the sixth verse. And what are we discussing? Signs of the last days. So when you see the man disrespected in our community, just know it's a sign that Yahweh said what happened to us. And those who would do it, this is a sign to let you know that you not only fulfilling Yahweh's word, but you are totally out of place. This is not what Yahweh has desired. And this is not what is pleasing to Yahweh. Let me show you what is pleasing to Yahweh. In the book of Malachi, the first chapter, the sixth verse, and this is what it says. A son honoreth his father. That is what is pleasing to Yahweh. That is what is the correct protocol. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where's my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Says Yahweh of hosts, unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And this is how you despise the name of Yahweh. You're supposed to be a priest to him. You're supposed to be a messenger unto him. How can you be a messenger of Yahweh while at the same time being disobedient? See, a priest got to obey because he is the messenger that's supposed to correct the people and let the people know what's going on. And all we have been are signs of foolishness. But this signs of foolishness is signs of the last days. And I'm just trying to help you to understand why such a miracle must take place, a wonder must take place in our community. We're looking out the windows when we should be looking in the mirror. We have to look at one another for us to understand the times. We're looking at North Korea and South Korea. We're looking at other places and other people. We're looking at the border of Mexico. No, you need to be looking at one another. Because that's what's going to tell you the signs. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. In the book of Proverbs 30. And watch what it says. The 11th verse. Or starting at the 11th verse. There is a generation that curseth their father and do not bless their mother. Here it is. There was a time where we would never, ever think about cursing our father and mother. That wouldn't happen in our community, not as stern as our parents and grandparents were. But then all of a sudden, a generation came and they would dare our parents. They would dare their parents to touch them. You had children that decided they would call 211 kids or 411, whatever it is, on their parents. You got children who took their parents to court. Here it is, it says, there's a generation that curses their father, do not bless their mother. There's a generation that appear in their own eyes. And this is the same generation. And they appear in their own eyes because you can't tell them nothing. They know everything. They don't need your advice. They don't need your rearing. They don't need your support. And yet is not washed from their filthiness. There's a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. In other words, they can't be ashamed. Ain't no shame in their game. Whatever they imagine to do, whatever they want to do, if they want a man want to be with a man, if a girl want to be with a girl, if they want to walk around with their pants hanging down to their knees, if a woman want to, a little girl want to wear some tight Daisy Dukes, they can. they will, and they are. There's a generation whose teeth are as swords, jaw teeth as knives, to divide the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. In other words, they don't care nothing about nobody except for themselves. And yes, we are in that generation. No wonder a messenger must be sent to make the crooked things straight. And Yahweh has always sent the messenger to do such a thing. And now we need it even during our time. But who is this messenger? You'll never know if you're not even looking for a messenger. And this is what I found. I found among all the so-called wise men, they're not looking for a messenger anyway. They themselves want you to believe they are a messenger without saying they are a messenger. Teaching things that they can't prove, showing things that's not even in the book, and believing in things that has not come out of the mouth of Yahweh at all. No wonder our community is turned upside down. So now that we in this state of condition, Yahweh says he was seeing Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of Yah. Now why? Because Yahweh know and Yahweh understands. Yahweh is merciful. He's a merciful Elohim. But he also is a terrible Elohim. And he want and desire people to be saved. Yahweh say he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Let me show you this so you can understand the heart of Yahweh. Book of Ezekiel. Show you how Yahweh heart is in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, and watch what this says. I want you to understand this. Why Yahweh have to do this in the last days? Why Yahweh will do this in the last days? Your eyes is open. Nobody will have to tell you who this messenger is. You will know who it is. This messenger don't have to come and announce itself and say, look, here I am, I'm Elijah. No, you should know by his works. You should know by the very things he have done who he is. Watch what it says. That's like a man saying, that's like a man talking about, I'm a good father. Why are you a good father? And you don't take care of your children. I'm a good husband. How are you a good husband and you done abandoned your wife? Deserted your children and don't provide and support at all. Watch what it is. Watch this. Ezekiel 18, starting at the very first verse. The word of Yah came unto me again saying, what mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, says Yah Elohim, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. And this is what Yahweh wants you to know. In the fourth verse, behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. Now, all Christians, watch this. All Muslims, watch this. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. So why did Christ die? Because the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Don't allow yourself to be bamboozled in thinking others is dying for your sin. You got some brothers out there teaching because of David's sin, his son died. He died for David's sin. That makes no sense at all. That's a total contradiction of this whole book called the Old Testament. And people who teach this really are doing exactly the very thing why Yahweh say he must send a messenger to make the crooked thing straight. Watch what it says. Fifth verse. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and that's what we teach, and have not eaten upon the mountains, neither have lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither have defiled his neighbor's wife, neither have come near to a minstrel's woman, and have not oppressed any, but have restored to the debtor his pledge, have spoiled none by violence, have given his bread to the hungry, have covered the naked with a garment, he that have not given forth upon usury, neither have taken any increase, that have withdrawn his hand from iniquity, have executed true judgment between man and man, have walked in my statutes, have kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just. He shall surely live, says Yah Elohim. If he beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth the like to any one of these things, and that doeth not any of those duties, but even have eaten upon the mountains, defiled his neighbor's wife, have oppressed the poor and the needy, have spoiled by violence, have not restored the pledge, have lifted up his eyes to the idols, and have committed abomination, have given forth upon usury, have taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. He have done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Now, lo, if he beget a son that seeth all his father's sins, which ye have done, and consider it, and do not such like. In other words, he seen how his father didn't take care of his family. He seen how his father beat his wife. He seen how his father did all these things. He didn't go talk about his father. He didn't go dishonor his father. He didn't go disrespect his father. He didn't raise his children to hate their grandfather, but he decided he wasn't going to do the same thing. They have not eaten upon the mountains, neither have lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, have not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither have oppressed any, have not withholden the pledge, neither have spoiled by violence, but have given his bread to the hungry, have covered the naked with a garment, they have taken off his hand from the poor, they have not received usury nor increase, have executed my judgments, have walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brother by violence, did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. Yet ye say, why? Do not the son bear the iniquity of the father? And that's what people are saying. I thought the book says the father better iniquity of the son better iniquity of the father. When the son have done that which is lawful and right, and have kept all my statutes, and have done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sinneth shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked, watch what Yahweh say, look at the type of heart that Yahweh has. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he have committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he have committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he have done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says Yah Elohim, and not that he shall return from his ways and live? See, Yahweh don't have pleasure in the death of the wicked. Yahweh's pleasure is that the wicked turn from his wicked ways, turn from his evil ways, turn and do that which is lawful, right, and good. And Yahweh saying he will not mention, he will not remember his former transgressions or sins. This is the type of heart Yahweh have. No wonder Yahweh said he was seeing Elijah, the prophet, before the great and dreadful day of Yah. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers unto the children, and the children's hearts to their fathers. In other words, what Yahweh is really saying, he's going to give the families, the fathers, the children, both, the opportunity to do the right thing before he comes. And somebody have to teach you and tell you what the right thing is. Somebody has to tell you the type of heart that you must have towards your father. Because if you're not going to have it towards your father, and your heart and the father's heart is not going to be to their children, then it's only one thing reserved for you. There's only one consequence that you're going to be faced with. And this is the thing today. Nobody want to know what the consequences of their actions and their decisions will be. And here, we teach you the consequences. And let me show you what the consequence of your decisions and actions will be if your heart is not with your children. And if your children's heart is not with their father. First, let us read the book of Yoel so you can see what this thing is all about. Yoel, the second chapter. The very first verse. Blow the trumpet. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. The very first verse. Yoel 2:1. And sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh cometh, for it is near at hand. And listen to this day, because remember, the prophet must do this before this day. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and strong. There have not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen. Now, this is the day of Yah. Just listen to these words. So shall they run. Who are you going to be running from? Like the noise of chariots on the top of mountains shall they leap. Who is this leaping? Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured a stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pain. Before who face? Do you realize the day of Yah include his angels? But they're not going to be these friendly angels and these free or these friendly people that you might see and be glad to see and ready to hug. Watch what this says. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. Who is this? Who Yahweh, who is he speaking of in this day of Yah? This day of darkness and gloominess. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. Yahweh shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his word. For the day of Yahweh is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? And watch what it says. Therefore also now, says Yah, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. And who teaching you to do that? You got brothers teaching you not to fast. You don't have to worry about that. Rend your heart, not your garments, and turn unto Yahweh your Elohim. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, of great kindness, and repentant him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meal offering and a drink offering unto Yah your Elohim. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. And this is what we're supposed to be doing. This is what we did do. Call together our people, told them we will fast, and we will cry mightily unto Yahweh. And why? Because this is what Yahweh said we're supposed to do. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Yahweh, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their Elohim? Our people get the wisdom to do such a thing. The 18th verse says, then will Yahweh be jealous for his land and pity his people. This is what the people got to do. And this is exactly what the people don't want to do. They want to question me because I'm saying, look, let's come together and let us cry to Yahweh and let us repent and let us seek Yahweh and let him make the crooked things straight. But the people didn't want none of Yahweh at all. What will they do in the day of Yah when they know that they rejected Yahweh? Now you got people talking about coming together. But Yahweh already told you, there's a time and a season for everything. You can come together now if you want to, but ask yourself, is it too late? Show you something about the day of Yahweh in the book of Isaiah 13. We sent letters out, traveled all over the country just for this purpose. Now, what do we have here? Now, what are the consequences of your actions and your decisions? Well, let's read it in the book of Isaiah 13, verse 6. Howl ye, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. Well, let's see what this day is all about. Let's start at the first verse. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see, lift ye up a banner upon the mountain, exalt the voice unto them, shake the hand, that they may go in the gates of the nobles. I've commanded my sanctified ones. I've also called my mighty ones for my anger, even them that rejoice in my highness, the noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of the nations gathered together. Yahweh of hosts mustered the hosts of the battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even Yahweh, and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Howl ye, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth, they shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of Yah cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in its going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore will I shake the heavens. Earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of Yahweh hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And there shall be as a chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee everyone into his own land. See, these are the things you're going to see in the day of Yah. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through. Everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. This is how the day of Yah is going to look. No wonder Yahweh said he must send a messenger. Elijah the prophet. Before the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. Yahweh is doing this because his mercy endure forever. And he's given the people an opportunity to see him, to get their heart together, to turn their hearts back to one another. That's Yahweh's commandment. Yahweh say, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. But this thing that Yahweh has commanded, this thing is something the people have refused to do. So what do Yahweh have to do? He has to send his messenger. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 42. A lot of people, who is this messenger? Where is he? Who is he? How do he look? First of all, as I stated before, if you understand the times, then you will know who Yahweh messenger is. Most people can tell you all about the false prophets, but they cannot tell you about the messengers of Yahweh. And the very thing you should concern yourself with is not the messenger, but the message that Yahweh is sending to you. Watch what the Creator said in the book of Isaiah 42:1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect in whom my soul delighteth. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break. A smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth. And the isles shall wait for his law. And watch what he do. Thus is Elohim, he that created the heavens, stretched them out, he that spreadeth forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth bread unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. I, Yah, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. And why? To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yahweh. That is my name. Glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is what Yahweh is saying. He's going to send a messenger to do this thing. Watch what it says. Sing unto Yah a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, wilderness and the cities thereof, lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar do inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto Yahweh and declare his praise in the islands. Yahweh shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I've long time holding my peace. I've been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the river islands and I will dry up the pools. Watch what this says. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. And the things we teach, and I know you didn't know them. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. This is what Yahweh said he would do. But watch this. Even though Yahweh said he would do these things, watch what he says. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to moon images, ye are my Elohim. Hear ye deaf. Look ye blind, ye, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant? No one. or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect? Blind as Yahweh's servant, seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. No wonder you don't know who Yahweh's messenger is. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none deliver it, for a spoil, and none says restore. So Yahweh have to send somebody for this restoration. And what must be restored? His laws, his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, his truth. And what else must be restored? His remnant. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Yaakov for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they were not walking his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not. It burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. And this is what we're telling our brothers and sisters, that now these are the things that you must lay to heart if you want to know Elijah the prophet, if you want to be a part of the remnant, if you want your eyes open, if you want to finally learn Yahweh's laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments. If you have a heart towards your children, and your children's heart towards their father, if you want these things, you better take hold of them for the great and terrible and dreadful day of Yahweh. What are we talking about? What are we speaking about? Is it not the signs of the last days? Watch what Yahweh have to say about this thing in the book of Jeremiah 23, the 16th verse. Thus is Yahweh. Hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of Yahweh. If you got people telling you and speaking to you, and then after they teach you, and after they teach you things about Yahweh, and then you begin to start hating your brothers in your heart, and you start tail-bearing, and you start scorning after they teach you, and then you begin to develop a holier-than-thou attitude, you're going to be the remnant, and they're going to be destroyed and go to hell. If this becomes your talk, and this become your attitude, and this become your countenance, you have not heard the word of Yahweh. This is not the message that Yahweh have sent to us. Watch what it says. They say, steal unto them that despise me. Yahweh have said, ye have, shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh out of the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. And this is what they telling the people, because the people is listening to them. The people is giving them their money. The people are revering the teacher, the creature, instead of the creator. Watch what it says. 18 verse. For who have stood in the counsel of Yahweh and have perceived and heard his word? See, if you've heard his word and you stood in his counsel, who have marked his word and heard it? Let me tell you what you're going to hear. And let me show you what you're going to see. Watch what it says in the 19th verse. Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury. Even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, ye shall consider it perfectly. And what are we talking about? What are we speaking about? Is it not the signs of the last days? And what is the message that Yahweh wants you to get? That he is returning. But when he returns, he is returning with his anger, with his fury, with his indignation. Therefore, what must the people do? They must get their hearts right. How can your heart be together and you don't even know how to treat your own father? And you have hatred toward your father in your heart. How can your heart be together and you don't even take care of your children? You don't even support them. And you have abandoned your family. This is not the heart that Yahweh wants you to have. No wonder, messenger, have to come to make the crooked thing straight. Watch what Yahweh say in the book of Jeremiah 33. Still speaking of the great indignation of Yahweh and how it will return unto his people. Let me get the exact verse. And I'll bring that verse to you tomorrow because we're running out of time. So let me just show you something else. Still in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 25th chapter. We read the 23rd chapter. And this is Jeremiah 25. And I'm going to start reading at the 30th verse. This is what it says. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words and say unto them, Yahweh shall roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For Yahweh have a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. And the slain of Yahweh shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered, nor buried, they shall be dung upon the ground. And here it is. I just want you to see once again the thing that Yahweh has purposed, has intended for the last days. So what sign should you be looking for? The North Korean president and the South Korean president shaking hands? Is that the sign? No, that's not the sign. The sign that you should be looking for is Yahweh's messenger. Because only Yahweh's messenger has been sent, has been purposed to do the things that Yahweh have intended and purposed in his heart to make the crooked things straight and to restore and turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and unto the children hearts to their father. Lest Yahweh come and smite the earth with a curse. Signs of the last days. And we're not finished. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.